Yeah.
Same calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
29161.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Sarah Locklear, Locklair.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please?
5815 Langston Road, Timmonsville, South Carolina.
Thank you. So locate an account for a Daily Plate, which is an app that provides recipes based on low carbs. How can I assist you today?
Okay. I didn't know. That's what I was getting. It was coming up saying that it was Amazon survey for a mixer, but when I answered all the questions, but then I paid my payment, and then it said that I was ordering your stuff, and your stuff hadn't been nowhere in that ad, so I don't know where it came from, but I just need to cancel that. I don't need that.
Okay. So we would hate to lose you as a customer. Now, what I could do for you is do a $20 discounted off price for every month.
I don't need that. I'm on all kind of medications, and I'm already on a cardiac diet. I can't change anything. So I just need to get rid of that. I can't. That was like a scam set up like that. That shouldn't have been like that.
All right, so I can go ahead and get your account canceled, and I have your cancellation number.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Let me grab a cancel. Yeah, they shouldn't do things like that. That's not fair, people. Okay, what's the number?
C as in Charlie, 1977014.
C1977014?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your name?
Brittany.
Okay. So that charge is not going to come out of my credit card?
No, ma'am. You will not receive any further charges.
Okay. Not even that one.
So this does show that charges already came through, and we have a no refund policy, ma'am.
That charge is pending on my credit card, and I've already locked my card. So you
did you file a dispute with them?
Yes, I did. So you need to go ahead and take it off.
Yes, ma'am. So I do apologize. They'll need to call to verify there's no dispute. Then we can issue a 100% refund.
Look, this is a ripoff. Y'all lying about this stuff, and then you expect the people not to get the money back. That's not right.
Yes, well, I do apologize. It's our policy. Your bank will need to call to verify there's no dispute. Then we can issue a 100% refund.
Well, why can't you do it now?
Because your bank needs to call to verify they're willing to drop the dispute.
It's a fake thing. It was not set up right. It's hidden up under another company. It's not even advertising your company. I mean, that's pure out theft.
Once your bank calls to verify there's no dispute, we can issue a refund.
Once you put my money back in my account, I will not go to the Better Business Bureau, and I will not blast all over Facebook and everywhere else how y'all cheating people.
Yes, ma'am. Once the bank calls to verify, we can issue you a refund. Until then, we will not be able to.
Okay, fine. You're going to lose a lot more business than that $59, I promise you.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.